Paul Nolte, Senior Wealth Advisor and Market Strategist for Murphy and Silvest. Paul, it's been so long that I've spoken to you.
It's been a while since you've had the early shift.
Yes. All right. I have a couple of things I want to bring up to you. First of all, Memorial Day weekend, I went to buy some skirt steak, and I had to go to three different grocery stores because they were sold out. Then the next day, I wanted some Vienna beef hot dogs, and I had to go to three stores because they were sold out. Are grocery stores buying less inventory? What's going on?
Well, some of it is a little less inventory. Some of it is people buying, continuing to buy, and the general herd of cattle is down significantly from where it was prior to COVID. And it takes a while for the cattle herds to come back. You know, it takes a while to go from calf to table, different than for chickens, pork, et cetera. So, and the feed is also more expensive.
Wow. I didn't even put that together.
Yeah. So that is a very long chain, supply chain, if you will. But that is an issue. And then the last thing that we've heard recently is we're importing less beef from Mexico as well.
Well, let's talk tariffs because a lot of this involves tariffs. My boys ordered a Nintendo Switch. They had to pre-order it, and Nintendo has promised they're not going to raise the prices right away, but they may have to because of these tariffs. What are your thoughts on that?
Yeah, you know, I mean, we're still trying to figure out what tariffs, how much the tariffs are, what's sticking. I mean, we just got news over the weekend that Trump is backing away from the EU and giving the European Union and giving them 90 days to come to the negotiating table. So we've seen the numbers change dramatically since April 2nd. And it kind of reminds me of the guys at the poker table. And Trump is the guy that's all, you know, making the big bluff, making the big bet. And then when he gets called, he folds. And so that's what's been happening. And I think investors, at least on Wall Street, have figured that out. And part of the reason why you're not seeing the big reaction to the tariff news in the EU. But I don't know what's sticking. It's hard to say. It's by company. And we're not seeing it yet in the broad economic numbers.
Okay, and then there's this tax bill that moved to the Senate. Tell us a little about this. Is government going to stop spending, or are they not?
Oh, I'm sorry. here's the dirty secret: is the fiscally responsible party is the one that's out of power. So now that the Republicans are in power, they're spending just like the Democrats. So there really is not a cut in spending. The hope is that economic growth will pick up and taxes will pick up as a result of that. That has really never quite worked out. If you go back to even the late 90s, the last time we had a budget surplus, from that point forward, revenue going into the government grows at about 4% a year. Spending has been growing at 6% a year, and more recently, over the last 10, 12 years, it's been growing at 8% a year. So it's not a revenue problem. It's a spending problem, and nobody wants to address it because I get my money, you know, I get my, you know, my service, but we're going to cut your program. So, and you're like, oh, no, I need that for me as well. So it depends on whose ox is getting gored. And, you know, who's getting money as to whether it's a good deal, bad deal, et cetera. But in the end, it's more spending.
All right. And this is the question of all questions, Paul Nolte. how can people save money when everything costs so much more?
It's not easy. And part of it is, you know, we go back to our parents, and they did more with less.
Yes.
You know, they took money out in advance. So like your 401k, you put that money away first. Your paycheck is your paycheck. You live within your means. And unfortunately, we've all been trying to keep up with the Joneses. And you take a look at some of the things that people do spend money on and what they do and the credit card debt that they do rack up. And parents would be going, oh, that's not what we taught you. So it is difficult. It's doable, but it is difficult. It requires a lot of discipline, and it requires saying no sometimes to something that you look at and go, oh, that would be cool. We'd really want to do that, or we really want to buy that. And it requires, in a lot of cases, just saying no.
I don't know how to say no, and my parents taught me nothing about saving money, so I need to call you, Paul Nolte, Senior Wealth Advisor and Market Strategist for Murphy and Silvest. How are the markets today, quickly?
Oh, they're good. You know, Trump backed away from the tariff talk, and we're on the upside by a percent, percent and a half. So things are good again.
All right. Well, we'll talk to you soon, Paul. Thank you for joining us today. I appreciate it.
Take care. Thank you.
He makes things sound so much better, but I don't know. I still couldn't find my skirt steak or my Vienna beef hot dogs. I had to go to three separate stores, but I got them.
Did you get them?
I got them.